Welcome.
It's Talk Murdy to Me.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Sarah.
We're on the road today.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing we have right now.
We're recording from our Phoenix studio.
AKA my mom's bedroom. We're sitting on my mom's bed.
It's like a picnic.
Because if we sat on my bed, it would break.
Well, this...
Because Melissa did not help me put it together correctly.
You know, it does the job. It does enough.
For one person. So yeah, we're here in Phoenix, just in my mom's room.
This bed is so firm.
Yeah.
I feel like we're sitting on the ground, but in a comfy way.
Yeah.
My bed is like
like a marshmallow.
Yeah, I picked it out. I said, what's your softest mattress here? And he pointed and I said, let's ride it up.
Ooh, that's probably back issues, Melissa.
No, it's because I'm old.
No, because I'm currently sleeping on a soft mattress at the place that I'm house sitting. Woke up, could barely walk today. Had to crawl.
Is that why your shorts don't have a zipper?
Okay, my shorts. Listen, my mom.
Your mom woke up and chose violence upon leaving work today.
I don't know what happened to her. I got some new jean shorts at Old Navy today. And I was like, yeah, I got these shorts. And she was like, you're not wearing your pajamas, are you?
And you were in the driver's seat. Like, she was getting in the vehicle. And you said, no, Mom, they're jean shorts. And she just goes, did they have a zipper?
And I was like, yeah, and a button.
Like, she just wanted to be sure. And then you showed her the perfume you bought today. And she goes, huh. And you went, do you like it? And she goes, it's different.
I'm like, what does that mean?
That's what she said to me the one time I got my nails done with, like, a geo pattern design.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I love it. What do you think? And normally, your mom is, like, hype man. Like, oh, honey, it's so cute.
Especially when it comes to you, because then she knows it's against me.
Exactly. She likes to take my side when we're together. It's so fun for me. And she just looked at my nails that one time and went, oh, that's different. And you looked at me and went, that means she doesn't like
it. So she apparently... Then I said, well... I'll just try to put my perfume on, like, regularly.
Oh, yeah. Because you wanted us to smell it on your shirt.
No, I sprayed it on my shirt today.
Yeah.
Not my chest.
I hate it.
My bare chest.
Sarah goes, you're right, Mom. Next time when I'm drying it, I'll put it on my bare chest like I normally do. And I said, I have to go home.
But she didn't. We're here. Okay, she's got a list. What do you have?
A couple. Don't read my notes.
I can't read it. It's okay. So sloppy. All I can read is the first one and my name.
Well, I love...
And something else that says new.
Don't worry.
Oh.
So, today was nice because when I got here, it was like stepping back into summertime in the 90s as children. Yeah. And it was the greatest because you immediately said, oh, look, I found this Lisa Frank coloring book activity book. You want one? You had two?
I purposely most likely bought them for both of us and lost them.
But so exciting you found them now.
Yeah.
And then I look down and I'm like, is that a fruit by the foot? Foot? Is that a fruit by the foot, like, variety box? Yeah. Also including
Gushers.
And fruit roll-ups. Mm-hmm. And you said, yeah, I brought it home for you from school.
Yeah.
So I sure helped myself to some Gushers and a fruit by the foot real quick.
Well, you asked me if I wanted to do a fruit by the foot race, no handsies. And I said, no, thank you.
I'm really good at them.
No.
But yeah, so that was so nice. It was just such a pleasant way to get over here and get to relax a bit. And there was snacks and activities waiting for me. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, guys, something really important has happened. I had a realization today.
They can't hear me because I'm on a bed this time. That's okay. Really cool. Could you hear that?
I had a realization today.
Uh-huh.
And you give me shit all the time. And you call me a cat lady.
Oh,
because I have cats that live outside of my house. They're the lights of my life. They're so wonderful. I've never gotten to pet them, but I interact with them. I care about them. I know they care about me deep down, even though they run away when I come outside a lot. But I have come to the realization, you guys, that as weird as you can think a cat lady is, Sarah's a bird lady.
But not real birds.
No. Twice today you went, oh, my birds.
Okay, the first one is because I have a bird's nest right outside my front door.
Yeah, and as the bird flew away when I walked up, you went, there's my bird. You called it my bird. And I was like, oh, man, that's cute. That's
the first time I ever did it.
Well, you just maybe out loud.
A weak moment.
And then as we're sitting inside the house, I look over and I see your 4th of July collection of those Target birds.
Do you guys know about them? They're so cute.
Sarah's been collecting those birds since probably what?
Quarantine.
Since quarantine? Is that what's been going on?
That's when it went hard in the paint for them.
Oh my gosh.
Easter quarantine.
Well, apparently these birds come out and they're seasonal at Target. Like there's little decor birds. And you have Valentine's Day, you have Easter, you've got Christmas, you've got Halloween. Mm-hmm. You recently picked up 4th of July.
Yeah, those are the ones that are out right now.
Yeah, and so they're out right now all propped up. And I just was looking at them laughing because one of them looks extra ridiculous.
No, one is so cute, the one she's talking about. It has a floaty around it and like that oxidized like sunscreen under its eyes. He's my favorite.
Well, I was looking at it and laughing at it, and then you just went again for the second time today. Oh, my birds. And I went, oh my God, you're a bird lady, which is so much more weird than a cat lady.
I had parakeets.
And then you told me you had birds growing up.
Yeah, two parakeets.
So would you guys rather be a bird lady or a cat lady? Please leave a comment, like an emoji in the comments on today's Instagram post.
Do you know that one time my best friend Leah asked for a dog for Christmas and instead of a dog, her parents gave her a parrot?
Oh my God.
Leah, what was that parrot's name? Oh my God. I need to just text her right now.
That's ridiculous. Oh my God. It's not even close.
What?
Did she like it? Did she love the parrot?
No.
Dude,
it was like mean kind of to other people, and it was green. And one time it tried to fly and it hit the fan, and then it died later.
Oh my God,
later, not right immediately, but they do think something happened when it hit the fan.
Shocking,
I know,
shocking,
but just imagine,
you're
like eighth grade,
going
into high school, and you're like, I really want a dog. And you know how good she is with Bodhi.
Yeah.
And I really want a dog. And then you wake up Christmas morning.
There's a friggin' bird.
And there's a green parrot. And parrots live for a long time. Now, it wasn't a macaw.
Got it.
It was like a miniature parrot.
So it wasn't like a fruit by the foot toucan?
That's Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. Thank you. That's what I'm thinking of.
No. That's also not a toucan. Oh, that's a toucan.
Yeah.
Toucans and parrots are different, Melissa. I don't know if you know
that.
I know about birds.
But don't toucans and macaws kind of have some similar characteristics?
They have wings.
There you go. Oh, I knew it. Go. And bright colors.
Let's see. Yes. I just threw in the middle of a conversation about dresses, what is your parrot's name? And then Devil Bird. His name was Skip.
Skip!
There we go.
Oh, which I don't think we've announced it yet. Guys, one of our closest friends and listeners recently engaged. Golf
ding,
clap!
Ding, 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 ding.
Golf clap!
Oh, yep. Oh man, that bird, I forgot. I can't believe you never heard about that.
So congrats to Leah and her new fiancé, Sam.
And not her bird.
Yeah, and not Skip. Screw Skip.
Yeah.
Well,
or KB. R.I.P. KB, she just said my dad named it KB. As killer bird. Oh, he was even like, Leah's dad was like, the bird's gonna be great. And then the bird did not like him either. Aww. So it backfired immensely.
When I was a kid, my grandparents had a bird. Don't know what kind of bird it was. I think it was white.
Probably a cockatoo.
It lived in a big white cage and it lived in the, like.
Did it have a thing that was this?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's a cockatoo. I do know too much about
it. Okay. You're a bird lady. Accept it.
I used to watch a lot of Animal Planet.
Well, my grandparents had this bird and I would go up to the cage, but I was not allowed to touch the cage and I was not allowed to touch the bird because I am very accident prone. And I just remember I would sit there. It felt like hours. I would just stare at this bird, like just right up against the cage.
Sounds like you might be a bird lady.
Well, birds actually make me very uncomfortable.
Me too. It's crazy.
And one time me and my mom were sitting out, I think I had like a Chipotle, like in the courtyard. And or patio, I don't know
what it would be called. What Chipotle maybe it was in are you Scottsdale. Going to?
And this bird landed because I'm always the type. I'm the worst person. Everyone can hate me if you want. I leave chip crumbs and I feed animals in public.
Yeah, because you don't live there.
Because I don't live there and I just love them so much and I'm sorry to be that person. But we had probably been like throwing crumbs off to the side and this bird got a little too close for comfort and I immediately got uncomfortable and my mom started laughing hysterically. She's like, I'm pretty sure your dad's afraid of birds. This could be genetic. And I was like, I'm not afraid of them. I just don't like being around them and they make me very uncomfortable. And she was like, dude, you're afraid of birds. So,
yep.
So guys, please really do. Would you rather be a bird lady or a cat lady? Leave us your memoji. Emoji?
Emoji.
Emoji.
I'm sorry.
I have one other thing to say.
What is that?
New review.
Oh my gosh, you told me about this and then I didn't look because I know. So good.
I said, guys, we got... Wait, no, I didn't say guys. I don't talk to Sarah like I talk to you guys. I noticed we got another review. We are up to 50 ratings now.
Oh, that's excellent.
Guys.
We don't need to go any higher now. No, 50 sounds great.
No, keep it rolling. I want to see how many we can 100.
Get. 100.
I appreciate it so much. It literally makes my whole day. But it's a 5-star review.
Perfect.
I also loved that speaking of today's topic, the username is Stray Pet, which I was like, I've got a few of those. So I was excited about that. Subject line is just 2 exclamation points. So you know they mean it.
Yeah, boom, boom.
And the review is, I now have 3 favorite podcasts. Morbid.
Mm-hmm.
That's Why We Drink.
Ah.
Talk Murdy to Me.
Wow, that's so sweet.
Isn't that such good company to
Thank
be
you,
in?
Thank you, Stray Pet.
I thought you said striped hat for a second just there. And I was like, no. But I thought that was just so sweet.
Mario is trying to find what's wrong with me.
Well,
you know,
what can I say? I don't play sports anymore. I have to have something to do. I thought that was so cool because I listen to Morbid quite a bit now, and you really got into And That's Why We Drink for a long time.
Yeah.
I stopped listening to as many podcasts when we started making our own podcasts.
Yeah.
But those are two that I think we've put a ton of time into together, mm-hmm. like between the two of us. And then... our podcast, love being included in that bunch.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, so thanks for the review, guys. And then my last little update,
oh my God,
because it goes with it. We got a new Facebook recommendation from a new listener and a new Facebook friend.
Oh, I saw that.
Polly. Which I think is so cool because I just was
Polly Pockets.
So obsessed with Polly Pockets.
Yeah.
But I had completely forgotten that people could recommend us on Facebook.
Yeah, we have a few.
I don't understand the Facebook.
There's stars on there, too.
I also think it said that Polly shared one of our posts, which I couldn't find because, again, I don't know how to work the Facebook.
Yeah.
But as we just read out our original list of duties mm-hmm. that I found in this podcast notebook, you're in charge of Facebook.
I know, because I didn't want to do Twitter.
So will you just update me on things when that things like that happen? Thanks so much.
So passive aggressive today.
Okay, that's it for me. Anything from you?
Did you get bit by something on your... Do you have a hickey?
No.
You have something red on your neck. Oh, it's just a scratch.
I was like, unless you can manifest. Oh, my kitties would never scratch me.
Melissa, 100% they would.
I just like to think that they wouldn't.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. I have another fun adventure for us today.
I can see your bolded words.
You can? Mm-hmm. Can you read the subject?
No.
The title?
I can't read it at all.
Okay. I'm going to tell you things you might not know about the FBI's top 10 wanted list.
Ooh, this is cool.
Have you ever thought about it?
Yeah.
I learned so many things. This came to me a few weeks ago. When I was looking up something else and I was on Ranker. And remember I told you about, remember when I did my episode on the top 10 celebrity almost assassinations? Yeah. Mm-hmm. This was another thing I read and I found it so interesting.
Yeah.
So I put this together for you guys and I hope you like it.
Ranker the list where I've done like every single person.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like anything true crime on Ranker. I looked and I'm like, Sarah's episodes 1, 3, 5, 7. It's such a good site though. So... Number one, the FBI top 10 most wanted list started over a card game.
Really?
Yeah. In 1949, a journal. Uno. What?
They played Uno.
I thought you said Bruno.
No, like, Uno.
No, it was not over Uno. I think it was poker.
Oh.
Did Uno exist in 1949?
Probably.
That'd be freaking cool. Hold on. Is Uno in France called Un? No, I'm sure they still just call it Uno, right?
Uno, get it?
Anyways.
I don't know.
Guys, we have listeners from France and the UK pretty regularly.
Do you even play Uno?
Do you guys have the card game Uno abroad?
If not, tell us and we'll send it to you.
Oh my.
Depending on shipping costs, though.
Oh, I would 100% send out Uno to 3 international listeners.
With your own money?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll write it off.
She'll do.
Yeah. It's a write-off.
For what? We don't even have anything.
It's a write-off.
You told me we can't do merch because we don't have an LLC.
Well, we're working on it.
Are we?
But guys, seriously, if you don't have Uno and you'd like Uno, you can DM us. I'll commit to sending out 3 Unos anywhere in the world. Yeah, I said it. We have listeners from over 40 countries now. Did you know that?
Get on with it.
Okay. So yeah, this card game. In 1949, a journalist for the Washington Daily News published an article called FBI's Most Wanted Fugitives Named, and it had 10 big mugshots and information about each man. And the author was a man named James F. Donovan, and he had been playing poker/Uno with the then director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, they'd been making small talk, and he was quizzing Jay about, like, yo, what's going on? Who are the most dangerous men? Like, how does it work?
Hoover was a president, right?
No. He was the first director of the FBI.
Who's the president?
Oh, you're thinking of Herbert Hoover.
Oh, okay.
My apologies. There was a Hoover.
No. He was the director of the FBI.
I thought you meant J. Edgar Hoover.
What? I thought maybe he became president after that.
It's a good question. Herbert Hoover was our 31st president. He gets a lot of blame for the Great Depression. Anyways.
I should get blamed for the Great Depression. I didn't even know. I've asked people. Everybody knows about it.
Everyone knows how it started.
Except for me.
I did learn how World War I started the other day, though.
Mm.
I remembered once I heard it, but I would have forgotten that it was that Archduke Ferdinand dude who got assassinated.
I think he was from Hungary.
That's World War II.
Oh.
For the U.S. entering World War II. We'll do it another time.
I don't want to do it.
So basically, this guy, Donovan, had been talking with J. Edgar Hoover, asked how they caught the really bad guys, and then what goes into, like, the priorities for the FBI's resources. Like, how do you choose, basically? So this article listed the 10 men, and it was a group of 2 accused murderers, 4 escaped convicts, 1 bank robber, and 3 confidence men.
What are those?
I'm pretty sure it's con man.
Confident? Is that what it means?
I don't know, but I think it might. I think that's...
Because you're so confident that you can swindle people.
Yes! Isn't that... Doesn't that blow your mind?
Oh my god, that's me. I'm just kidding.
I have... And Nancy constantly calls me a con man, but I think she does it in a loving way.
I think she does it because she knows you're a con man.
I could be, but I'm not.
I've gotten so much better.
Yeah.
But you still have the tendencies.
I can't help it. My brain works the way it works. Now, I'd like to also add, I saw a picture of this article. I will also share it with you. But the original newspaper in 1949, the total price for the paper, would you like to guess?
2 cents.
3 cents.
Oh my god, I was so close. Yeah. That would have been so cool for me.
After the article went, as I would call... 1949 viral, J. Edgar Hoover decided that the Bureau would continue to cultivate and share their top 10 list with the public through the media and solicit tips and assistance from the general population. And the first official top 10 most wanted list was released on March 14th, 1950.
Wow.
Yeah, the closest thing that they had to a most wanted list before that was in the 1930s in Chicago, and the city's crime commission had coined the phrase public enemy list. Mm. And they basically, like, listed out organized crime. Yeah, a lot of mob, and the crime that went on in the city. And then the FBI occasionally would also use the term public enemy every now and then in the 30s and 40s when they would need help for, like, a manhunt or something.
Yeah.
But the phrase was eventually replaced with the most wanted list.
Public enemy sounds very... bad.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I know the people are bad, but it sounds like...
Yeah, it's intense. It's a good face.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my fact number one.
Wow, that was really cool.
Number two, it's pretty hard to make the top 10 list.
Yeah.
In order to actually make it onto the top 10 spots, it's normally criminals who have long histories of run-ins with the law. So it's not normally just a one-offer.
Mm-hmm.
They have charges against them of a serious nature, obviously. And they're believed to both be a considerable current and ongoing threat to the public. But also they have to have some potential in being captured based on tips by the public.
Yeah.
So they're not going to throw someone on there who's never been photographed, you know, who it's just like a whisper of a person.
Well, that's why Robert Fisher's off, because they basically don't have any idea where he is, or nobody's been able to find any type of tip in a long time. So,
well,
off the top 10.
I mean,
he's 11.
I know of one lady who called a tip line for the FBI and left a tip about a potential Robert Fisher issue with her cabin. It was my mom. Someone was breaking into our cabin in New Mexico.
It was so creepy.
And staying there when my mom wasn't there. And she straight up called the FBI because Robert Fisher has ties to New Mexico. So no one ever called us back.
But I don't know why you automatically thought it was him.
I mean, my life's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, but right now, he is out living his alternate life somewhere else.
You think?
Or he's dead.
I don't know. Or he could just be living off the land.
No.
He's a survivalist.
No.
Well, but yeah, that is...
Or he's in that prison in Canada.
Well, that'd be great. So all 56 FBI field offices have to submit names for consideration. And then the FBI Criminal Investigation Division and the Office of Public and Congressional Affairs thin out the list. And then the final names are chosen by the deputy director of the FBI at the time. And also it's been said that if criminals have distinctive features or like strong characteristics, like of a physical manner, they're more likely to make the list because it's more likely someone will have actually seen them or could go, huh, I recognize that guy.
They can point them
out. Yeah.
Him or her now.
Yeah. Oh, we talk about that.
Are there any women?
Oh, we'll talk about that.
Okay. I'm going to flip. I'm ready.
Okay. I was like, you just rolled over.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
I flipped my body.
Okay. Number three. Since the 1950s, the list has adjusted what types of criminals are on the list based on the current cultural issues in the states.
Hmm.
So in the 50s, when it started, it was mostly focused on different forms of thievery, like bank robbing, carjackings, or huge robbery heists. And then in the 60s, it switched to including more kidnapping, destruction of government property, and radical political activists.
Mm, makes sense.
Vietnam was happening.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about, there's a lot more people kidnapped, too.
Right. In the 70s was when they started prioritizing organized crime groups and murderers.
Mm.
Then in the 80s, it filtered to drug kingpins and serial killers.
Oh.
And then the 90s started to reflect more of a concern about international crime activity. And then now, over the last 20 years, it's usually murderers, drug traffickers, international terrorists, and people who commit crimes against children.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I think that it does the most. Number four, the list of the 10 people aren't necessarily ranked 1 through 10. So the list itself has 10 spaces, but the position of the people on the list change every week at random.
It's not a MySpace top 8.
It's not a top 8. So it doesn't matter how long they've been on the top 10 list, how dangerous their crimes are, or how dangerous they're considered to be. Like, it's just a random algorithm that switches their positions on the list. And the current top 10 list as of today is made up of 7 murderers, 1 armed robbery and murder, 1 murder for hire, and 1 drug and racketeering charge.
What is racketeering? Isn't that kind of like embezzlement?
I think so, but I think with ties to the mob.
That's the kind I do.
I also know in a lot of times in TV shows they talk about RICO charges.
I think that's drug charges.
Yeah, like a RICO case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes me think of Ritos.
Speaking of it.
Done.
No, not Ritos.
Oh.
But delicious.
I was like, yeah, we can go for dinner.
No, my mom will not go there. I mean, we could ask, but I doubt it. I started watching The Lincoln Lawyer on Netflix. It's a Netflix original.
With Maddie Mack?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie. You mean a TV show.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's a Netflix original TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. It's very much like an SVU type of situation. Like, it's a lawyer. I can't tell you.
You can't tell me anything about it.
It's a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
You follow a lawyer and his family and his cases and different things, but I don't want to let you in on anything.
Oh, okay.
But you should watch it. It's pretty good.
Okay.
There's only 9 or 10 episodes because it's a Netflix original.
I thought it was the movie. I think there's a movie called The Lincoln Lawyer, and I think it has Matthew McConaughey.
I think you might be true.
Yeah.
But I also know that Matthew McConaughey does Lincoln commercials.
We'll double check that.
Let me look.
Oh, speaking of double checking things, remember last week when I was like, this is our third summer on the podcast.
Yeah.
You guys should be used to us having a fan around in the summer. And we were like, that's crazy. It is our third summer on the podcast. Because we started in summer of 2020 and then we did summer of 2021 and now it's summer of 2022.
Oh my God.
Is he in the movie?
This is in the movie. Is this based off the same book as the TV show is?
Look at that. And Maddie's in it?
No, he's not. He's in the movie, but not in the TV show.
Ah.
That's crazy.
All right, all right, all right.
So you should watch
You seen the clip of James Marsden doing his Matthew McConaughey impression on Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so cool. Okay, number five. The list isn't always just a nice round number of 10 people.
Sometimes it's 11.
Well, when something extreme or time sensitive happens, the FBI does something called a special addition to the list, and they expand the number of wanted past 10. And in the 72 years that the top 10 list has been a thing, they've done 13 special additions.
Wow.
One of them was in 1993 for Ramzi Youssef after the World Trade Center bombing. And another was in 1968 when they added James Earl Ray to the list for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And the most that's ever been on the list at one time is 16 total. So 16. Close. And that was in 1970 when six members of one group, it was called the Weather Underground Militant Organization, and all six of them were added at once for domestic terrorism charges. Terrorism charges.
I was like, what word were you going to say? That's crazy. I would have never thought about that.
Right. That sometimes there's more.
Yeah.
Also, for anyone who's curious, you'll see in all of my sources from today, a lot of these numbers I'm using are from 2020 because that was the 70th anniversary of the list. Mm. So there was a bunch of articles coming out on it. So when I start moving to like over 500 or under 300 or something like that, I'm guessing for the last 2 years that there's been a change, but...
You're making an educated guess.
Exactly. A hypothesis?
No.
Isn't that what an educated guess is?
Yeah, but I think that's like...
Guesstimate?
An estimation. I think you're just making an estimation.
Approximate?
Okay. You're just trying to be smart now.
Well, I didn't learn what the word approximate meant until I was out of college.
Doesn't it mean it's just near?
Yes. But the word itself sounds like a specific, like this is approximately 3 inches.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. It doesn't sound like it's kind of maybe close to three.
No. Also, there will be a poll up about this.
Okay,
that's fine. What does approximate mean?
Well, I know what it means, but what it should mean.
No, what do you think about it?
What it sounds like it means.
Yeah, what it sounds like it means.
Yeah.
Which is, it's kind of sort of that. 3 inches.
Yeah. I embarrassed myself because I was at the body exhibit and there was a body with its arms spread out and it said, most humans' wingspans are approximately how tall they are. And I was like, well, that's not even close because I'm only 6'3 and my wingspan is 7 feet. So like, that's not even close. And they were like, yeah, like approximately. And I was like, no, it's not approximate. Like, I wouldn't let it go. And then
Who were you arguing with?
I wasn't arguing with anybody, but I was telling my friend Leanna, I was like, that's just not right. And she's like, yeah, she just kept repeating the word to me. And clearly I didn't know what it meant. But finally she made me look it up. And I was like, I have been using that word wrong my whole life.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it was. Okay, number six.
Yes.
Some people have made the list more than once.
Ooh.
Yeah. There have been six people total who have been on the top 10 list at different times for different crimes.
Ooh.
The most notorious of the six men that have been a part of that is actually the most recent as well. And that is that same James Earl Ray who murdered Dr. King.
Mm-hmm.
And he had actually escaped from a Missouri prison and then killed Dr. King, like, after the escape,
I didn't know that.
He used a counterfeit Canadian passport to flee the country for 2 months until he was officially captured in London. And when they caught...
England?
Yeah. When they caught him, he had plans to flee to what's now called Zimbabwe, but instead he was extradited back to the States.
How do you do all that?
He must have had help from terrible people.
Yeah.
And then, like, 10 years later, he escaped from prison again, but this one was in Tennessee, and he was put back on the top 10 list, but he was actually recaptured just 54 hours later.
I can't believe you could get out of jail so many times.
Right?
You know, I think it's really cool when people escape jail.
I know.
Like, not cool because a bad person is getting out, but, like, have you ever watched that Prison Break show?
Are you kidding me? It's one of the things I feel most passionately about.
It's pretty cool.
Season one of Prison Break is one of the greatest, and I can't say all because I know I haven't seen every TV show.
Yeah.
But it's one of the greatest seasons of TV that's ever been written.
Yeah.
I think that about the first season of Prison Break and the first season of Dexter.
It's pretty epic.
Incredible shows.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get excited about that because they like...
But like that stuff is crazy. But yeah. I will have to say, I think I only like Prison Breaks or when people escape prison in TV shows.
Yeah.
Because it's way cooler than when, how they do it in real life. In real life, they're like taking advantage of a jail worker. A jailer. Per se.
Or they're hurting somebody. Yeah.
I don't like that. I like when you build a tunnel... Blow something up that doesn't hurt anybody, and you escaped. Most likely because you're innocent.
I think when you escape out of the prison after a long, like, the long game exit, and you flee to Ziwatanea to, like, you know, just work on your boat and just, like, live your dream, that's when I think it's appropriate.
Where's that?
It's in Mexico.
Is that in Prison Break?
No, it's from Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, I watched that before.
I know. We watched it with you and Flagstaff. You had never watched it. And Andy and I were like, settle in for the next 3 hours.
Seriously.
The greatest 3 hours of your life.
Took forever.
I fucking love that movie. That's a top five greatest movie of all time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. That guy, he'd escaped from prison. And then he went back on the list. Because again, they're like, oh, that's an immediate threat. Because the last time he did that, he killed Dr. King. But 54 hours later, he was captured.
Good.
Now, number seven, there's no reasoning to the amount of time that people are assigned to the list itself.
Yeah.
So that 54 hours, that's a pretty short span of being on the top 10 wanted list.
Then he's taken right off.
Exactly. But it's not the shortest. Would you like to guess the shortest amount of time someone's ever been on the list?
30 minutes.
It's not that short.
Okay. 2 hours?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude. In 1968, a man named Billy Austin Bryant was arrested and convicted as a famous D.C. area bank robber. And he was in prison working on a vehicle in the prison's repair shop when he made a run for it in the car. Like, he hijacked the car. He crashed through the prison fence and went on the run. And he was on the run for, like, months robbing banks and doing his thing again until one day when he did rob a bank. And then later that same day, two FBI agents tried to arrest him, mm-hmm. and he shot and killed both the agents and fled. And after that, he was deemed an immediate threat, so he was added to the list. And later that same afternoon, a man heard strange noises in his attic, so he called the police. And when they searched it, they found Bryant, and he was taken off the top 10 list just 2 hours after he was originally added to it.
That's crazy.
Isn't that bananas?
Also, kudos to him for calling the police, because I would have thought it was a cat.
Yeah.
And I would have gone up there.
Yeah.
One time a cat did get stuck in our attic.
Here?
Yeah, Topaz.
Oh, Topaz.
We had to shake the food down. Also, she climbed up the power pole because she got scared of somebody's dog, and she was on top of the white thing out there, and APS had to bring, or SRP had to bring the cherry picker and get her down.
Oh, poor Topaz.
She was scared.
Cutie.
She wasn't very nice.
Not to me, but...
Not to anybody.
She was a pretty cat, though.
I think it's because I tried to walk her on a leash as a child.
Mm-hmm. If I ever get a cat, 100% they're going to be on a leash.
You have 5 cats.
If I ever get a real, like, pet cat, I'm getting leashes. Okay. Back to my story.
Yeah.
On the flip side of the shortest amount of time spent on the list, would you like to guess the longest time someone has spent on the list?
25 years.
32
years. Dang it, I was going to say 30 and I thought that was too crazy.
It sounds crazy. A man named Victor Manuel Garena was a model employee at a bank until September 1983 when an accomplice of his stole $7 million and fled the country. At the time, it was the largest cash robbery in U.S. history. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that Garena was a Puerto Rican nationalist who had ties to a group that had been fighting for independence from the U.S. And they used the money they stole to buy a freaking missile.
Oh, my God.
And then they launched it at the FBI headquarters in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Jeez.
Minimal damage.
Oh, good.
They sucked at it. They did not do a good job.
Maybe it wasn't a very big missile.
Yeah, I don't know what $7 million would get you back in 1983. But it came out later on that Cuban dictator Fidel Castro had actually financed the robbery in the first place to try and destabilize the U.S. And Guarena was never apprehended. Wow. But in 2016, after 32 years on the top 10 list, he was removed and was deemed to no longer be an immediate threat. And he's believed to be living in Cuba today. And he's still a wanted fugitive, but he's just not on the top 10.
Yeah. And if he's in Cuba, they're going to let him live there.
Yeah, you would think.
No, I know. No.
Your Cuban roots?
No. I just watched when the Kardashians went there.
I would love to go to Cuba someday. I'd love to see the area and get to meet the Cuban people. But I feel very strongly about dictatorships. Not a fan. Also, interesting fact is that you don't necessarily get added to the list when you commit crimes, like in real time. And one man named William Bradford Bishop Jr. was added to the top 10 most wanted list in 2014. But the crime he was wanted for had taken place 38 years earlier.
Oh my gosh.
In 1976, Bishop had murdered his wife, his child, and his own mother with a hammer and had been on the road ever since. And then in 2014, they did what they call a surprise edition by adding him to the list and hoping that someone might recognize the then 79-year-old with advanced imaging software. So they were like, well, let's throw him up there now, yeah. Get some interest going again. Maybe someone knows him. But after 2 years, he was removed from the list because of lack of leads. And again, he was no longer believed to be an immediate threat to the public.
But they're still like looking for him.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just not on a top 10. Exactly. Right? That's when they're saying they get taken off.
Yeah. They're still wanted fugitives, but just not on the top 10 spots.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Okay.
As of 2020, there had been 524 fugitives to ever be on the list in 70 years. Guess how many of them were women?
Ten. Dang it.
The answer is only 10 women have ever made the top 10 most wanted list. The first woman to ever be added to the list was in 1968, almost 20 years after the top 10 list had even existed. Her name was Ruth Eisman Shire. And she was 26 years old, and Ruth was a grad student at the University of Miami's Institute of Marine Science, and she started an affair with a married lab tech named Gary Crist, and Crist had a plan to kidnap a woman named Barbara Mackel, who was the 20-year-old daughter of a millionaire Florida land developer.
Okay.
And at first, Crist asked his wife, like, hey, babe, let's do this, and she was like, pass. That's fucking crazy.
Like, no thank you.
Yeah, no thank you. But then he was like, well, let me check with my girlfriend, Ruth. And she was like, great, let's do it.
How do you just decide to do that?
I know. People are ill. Ruth disguised herself as a man.
Oh, no.
And together, her and Crist kidnapped Barbara Mackel from a motel room. They demanded $500,000 from her father, and then they buried Barbara alive in a glass box that had an air pump. And it took 83 hours for the authorities to find Barbara, and then they also apprehended Ruth and Crist shortly after.
I don't like the idea of being buried alive.
At all. And in a glass box, so you can see?
Yeah, worms and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you probably can't see anything because it's dark. There's no light. You're underground.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
Well, maybe so. I guess it doesn't matter if it's glass or not.
No, it does.
But yeah, but there was an air pump. She survived, but like, horrific, right?
Did you ever watch The Bones where she was buried alive in the car with what's his name? That was so sad.
Yeah, that was sad.
But they survived.
Yeah, they made it. Spoiler. Just in time. Freaking Zach, dude.
Yeah.
That was such a bummer. I hated that twist of the show. I hated it. I know.
He had those weird teeth and stuff.
I know. Like that.
Gobblegorn or whatever his name was.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Gilblegorn.
Gobbledygook.
No. That's not it.
Okay, so they found Barbara, and then they also apprehended Ruth and Crist right after. And Ruth ended up pleading guilty to kidnap and extortion, and she was sentenced to 7 years in prison.
Was she still dressed as a man?
No. She ended up getting paroled after 4 years, though, but it was on the condition that she returned to her native country of Honduras.
Do you think when she was arrested, she was still disguised as a man?
Maybe.
I'll look it up.
Number 9.
Okay.
There are certain states that are tend to be hotbeds of fugitive activity, some with none.
Oh.
So since the list began, why did you say West Virginia?
I don't know. People always make fun of West Virginia.
Interesting.
You've never heard of people saying that?
Not particularly. I mean, I just think of West Virginia, that song.
Wow.
Take me home to the place
okay.
that I love.
Not West Virginia.
I don't even know if that's actually the right song. I think I get that wrong a lot. Approximately 99% of the time. Okay, so since the list began, 58 out of the 500 plus criminals who have... Wait, this is so embarrassing.
I think you should restart.
Okay. So since the list began, 58 out of the 500 plus criminals who have been on the fugitive list, top 10, have committed a crime in California.
Oh, it's a big state.
Yeah. Another 38 of them committed crimes in Illinois, and another 33 in New York.
Mobs.
Yeah. Chicago, New York, all those things. And on the flip side, Alaska, Hawaii, North Dakota, and Rhode Island have never had one.
Alaska, didn't it? And it didn't, isn't that where that guy Israel Keyes was?
Yeah, but he wasn't on the top 10 list because they didn't know about him. Oh, yeah. They just caught him.
Who's going to murder somebody in Hawaii, though?
Yeah, for sure. The Alaska thing, too, if you think about like Israel Keyes, like when they knew they were looking for him... He was, for sure, like, one of the worst people ever, so I could understand him going on it. But they're also thinking he's on the run in Alaska. What are the odds that someone's going to see him and give a tip? You know what I mean? Like, for the whole country, a very small amount of people live there. It's very, very, like, wilderness and vast.
Really?
Yeah, so, like, what are the odds?
Of course I know it's wilderness and vast, Melissa.
But you know what I mean? Like, so why would they put a spot for him when it's very unlikely he's going to get caught by a tip coming in? That police officer hadn't just accidentally pulled him over, or maybe he knew he was pulling him over, but you know what I mean. But yeah, North Dakota. I didn't expect that.
It's also very wilderness and vast there.
Rhode Island made sense to me because it's so tiny. So maybe by the time someone gets there and thinks, I'm going to commit a crime, they're already gone. They're already in Massachusetts or wherever they're going.
Yeah, they're like, I'm coming to PA. That's Pennsylvania.
Thank you. That's Pittsburgh.
It's Pittsburgh.
Okay. Number 10.
Is this the final one?
Yep.
Oh.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, I like this. I also like that I get to lay down and just listen.
You've wanted this for a long time.
Yeah, this is something I've always had in my heart.
Number 10 is the list itself is marketed very well to the public. But you don't really think about it a lot. But out of the 520 fugitives who have ever been on the list, 488 of them have been caught.
Wow.
That's a success rate of over 92%.
Approximately.
Approximately 92% for the FBI. Now, out of the 488 who have been caught, 162 were caught because of direct public assistance.
Good job,
which people. Comes out to approximately one out of every three fugitives.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're like very involved in that.
Yeah, it's good that we always got our glasses on.
Yeah. We're always writing down license plate numbers. You're murderinos. You're doing your job. Now, the list is occasionally printed in newspapers and magazines. They do press conferences if it's big stuff. And also, sometimes there's billboards about who they're looking for. But the most up-to-date info is always listed on the FBI's website. And I also learned that they have an app.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's called FBI Wanted. And the app has lists of wanted fugitives, as well as alerts for missing children and public assistance situations in your specific area.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, the app is free to download, and if you submit a tip that leads to the capture or resolution of fugitives, you can even earn rewards.
You could be on their app.
Yeah.
They should have a America's...
Most helpful.
Yes! I was trying to think of, like, most best or something.
That would be cool. Like that dude who worked at the car wash, who saw that fugitive, that, like, 6'9" fugitive with that prison guard who broke him out. Remember they were on the run for like 2 weeks in Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
That guy was just working at the car wash and noticed that huge dude walking around the car.
He's like, I see you, buddy.
Yeah. He called the tip line. All fugitives that are listed, of course, are considered armed and dangerous. If anyone ever sees one, you're encouraged to contact the FBI's toll-free tip line at 1-800-CALL-FBI. or you can contact your local field office or nearest U.S. embassy and consulate.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't follow up.
Yeah, don't engage. And then this was a quote I actually found on an article that the FBI has on their website about the top 10 wanted list when they had their anniversary 2 years ago. And it says, thanks to the public's help, our 10 most wanted fugitives program continues to apprehend some of the world's most dangerous criminals, while still reminding fugitives on the run that the FBI never forgets.
Ooh.
Chills.
Dun dun.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my top 10 things you might not have known about the top 10 most wanted list.
That's very cool. Thank you.
I found all of that stuff so interesting.
Yeah, I love when you could do these things.
I'm glad you enjoy it. You ready for some pictures?
Yep.
Okay. This is the article of the FBI's most wanted fugitives list that I told you about.
Oh, very cool.
That original one.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hold these?
Yep. Just tell me how to slide.
Okay. So,
or swipe.
Yeah, that's it. So that's the original one.
That's cute.
I know. I thought the same thing.
James Edward Burns? Who are you?
I don't want to Google what he... Actually, you might see underneath it. It might say what he's in for, what he's on the list for.
At 25, he was the youngest man of the 16 convicted of robbery. He escaped from the Monroe, Washington State Reformatory.
Mm.
August 12th, 1947, after assaulting a guard and stealing his wallet.
Whoa, so he's just a bad boy.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't seem like the same type of crimes we're talking about nowadays. I read the crimes of what the current top 10 lists are in for, and I hated them.
He is 5'10", weighs 145 pounds. Oh my god, he's so skinny. And he has something on his right forearm, and then death before dishonor on his left forearm tattooed, and then I love you on his fingers.
Aww.
I love you too, James. I'm just kidding.
You know, it's so weird when I look at things like that, because that article came out in 1949.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blows my mind that I'm like, some of those men on there, like those people lived through World War II. That's just so odd to me to think about when you look at them, because they just look like normal people. But they saw some shit.
Lloyd for sure killed somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bank customer during a stand-in robbery.
Damn it, Lloyd.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so that's the next one. The next picture you'll slide to, that's actually J. Edgar Hoover.
Our president.
Our first director of the FBI. No relation to Herbert Hoover that I know of.
That's crazy, though.
Actually, I should double check that. It's been a while since I was up on my presidential history.
Next
one, that's James Earl Ray. That's the assassin of Martin Luther King Jr. and one of the two-time top 10 fugitives.
Totally.
The next one is, okay, hold on this. That's Victor Manuel Garena. He's the one who served the longest on the top 10 list, those 32 years. I'm really hoping that that's an age progression photo.
Well, what's with his head?
That's what I'm thinking. I think that was a picture of him younger, and I think they tried to make him look bald, like he's an old man now, because it's been 32 years. But that's the photo they have of him online.
That's weird.
And it's a weird photo. The next one is the Ruth Eisman Shire.
Look at that hairdo.
Yeah, so that's her actual wanted, like, poster. And if you look at the bottom, it's signed by J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah.
Isn't that so interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like a complete 60s, like late 60s hairdo.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's her. The next photo is actually before they had top 10 or things like that, the country worked off of things called identification orders. And that's actually a picture of the first ever identification order for a wanted fugitive in the States.
Wow.
It was in 1919. It was a U.S. Army prisoner. His name was William N. Bishop. And I tried to read into it, and I don't know if he was in the Army and he was being held as a prisoner for something and escaped, or if he was just a prisoner of the Army. But I'm pretty sure they have a picture of him in a military uniform, so I think he was in the Army.
Yeah, he was in it.
Yeah. But isn't that crazy? First ever wanted poster for fugitives.
At the time of his escape, he was wearing a uniform of the United States Army.
Yeah. I just thought, and if you look across, it looks like someone wrote in pencil apprehended.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's how they kept the files. Like, oh no, we're good. Never mind. NVM.
Crazy.
Yeah. The next photo is of a man. So his name is, I think it's Isaiah mm-hmm. Aldi. I'm guessing Beausoleil.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk about him, but he was someone who is famous for like top 10 articles and stuff because he was actually captured dressed like a woman.
Okay.
And they found him. I guess somebody was reporting strange noises coming from the women's bathroom. So they called the police and then they found him there. That's not a good looking man.
No.
So I can't imagine how of an unattractive woman he was, but it made me laugh because in the article about it, I feel like they were being kind of petty because they're like, police have stressed. They don't know how long he was wearing this disguise for. Like, I feel like they were kind of calling him out like he's been wearing dresses for weeks, like, or however long he was hiding yeah. from. But it just made me laugh because he would have been probably the ugliest lady I think we'd ever see.
Melissa.
Look at him.
Yeah.
That.
I wonder what kind of hairstyle he had.
Yeah, what he went with. And then the next photo is just a screenshot of the FBI Wanted app.
It's an app.
Yeah. Look at it. I have the handcuffs on it. Pretty decent graphics they did. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my...
And your freaking cats are next.
Oh, yeah. And then I got a super cute picture of the cats. In the summertime, they like to lay by the garage door because my garage is air conditioned. So they like to lay by the door and get some cool air. So I sent it to mom. So that's my story for today.
Woohoo! Good job.
Thank you so much.
Well, guys,
do you have any follow-up questions for me on the most wanted list? Or
here's your phone. Are you my cat? For
oh
it?
Yeah, or my cats?
No. Look for the polls. Melissa will be putting them up because I don't remember what they are. And
I think it's going to be like the approximately.
Yeah, but then bird and cat.
Yeah, and then if you're a bird or a cat, please leave your emoji in the comments below.
I thought it's what's worse.
If you'd rather be a bird lady or a cat lady.
Yeah.
So if people leave a cat, it means they'd rather be a cat lady 100%. Than a bird lady.
Yep.
Also, guys, really, please keep leaving those reviews. We love them. It shares us more. Love that.
Yeah, we do.
And as you can hear, we read them aloud because they really are the best part of our week.
Yay.
So we love you.
Thanks for talking birdie with us.
We'll see you next week.